He was known for his booming voice and his very distinctive sign-off. On Saturday, veteran broadcaster Peter Harvey lost his five-month battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 68. Peter Harvey began his career as a copy boy with Sydney's Daily Telegraph. He won a Walkley at the age of just 19. In 1975, he joined the Nine Network. He covered politics during the Whitlam, Fraser, Hawke, Keating and Howard years. And he was still working just 2 weeks ago. Last month, in fact, he spoke to ABC News 24 about journalism, his life, and that sign-off.
One of the funny things, I'm getting kids aged 18 and 19 coming up to me and say, would you say Peter Harvey Canberra for me? You know, I left Canberra in 97. I was simply directed by my news director, who at this stage was a guy called Ian Cook, to sign off at the end of each story and say where you are, because that's what we did in those days. And then Mike Carlton, who was a very good friend, jumped onto the bandwagon with Friday News Review, and all of a sudden I was out there being poked and pilloried from one side of the continent to the other. But if you look like I do and sound like I do, Jane, you just cop it.
Peter Harvey speaking to Jane Hutchin on ABC News 24 earlier this year. Well, joining us this morning to pay tribute to Peter Harvey are both our regular political commentators, Michelle Grattan, chief political correspondent with The Conversation, and Paul Bongiorno, national affairs editor, Network 10. Paul, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Paul, you knew Peter Harvey very well. He was a friend of yours for many years. Why did you love him?
Well, I think we just heard in that soundbite that you've just run that Peter Harvey wore his fame very lightly. He was, in fact, a humble man. I know that his daughter Claire wrote on the Sunday Telly yesterday he was a bit of a ham. He was that. He really did enjoy the fact people came up and said, say Peter Harvey Canberra for us. But he wore his fame lightly. He was approachable. He was humble. And he was, above all, a storyteller. Just as in the way he approached people, no one too important or too insignificant for him to engage in, he just loved the yarn, whether it was the dismissal or whether it was Fashion Week in Sydney. and he brought that Harvey touch.
And Michelle heard Peter there talking about the sign-off. As Bonge said, a great journalist. He spent many, many years in the press gallery. And in fact, I think you and he ran the press gallery committee there for a while. How do you remember Peter Harvey?
I think he was, as Bonge had said, a great storyteller. He was very generous to colleagues. He was very good to travel with when we went on overseas trips. It was also interesting travelling domestically. The Prime Minister of the day would be only a little more recognised than Peter Harvey. People in lifts would be looking at him or noting him going across hotel foyers. He was really loved by his audience.
I have to say, I mean, my experience as a newcomer in the gallery and on those trips, he was terribly generous, terribly nice to everybody. It didn't matter if you weren't sort of a senior news presenter or not. And Paul, he did love those foreign trips, those overseas prime ministerial trips. He loved travelling, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I guess we all did. We all did, Fran. Look, as Michelle said, he was a great companion. If for no other reason, he'd done so much travel as a newsman, and no matter where you went, he seemed to have been there before, and he was able to, value add to the experience. He certainly did love travel, but I think it's got a lot to do with the fact that he loved life. He was just curious about the world, in its diversity and complexity.
Okay, Paul, I know you've got to leave us. You've got another commitment, but thank you so much for joining us for this.
Thank you very much for having me on board.
Paul Bongiorno from Network 10.